Flower Legends, Victoria Zonova, 12 plus. The book is read by Daria D. Flower Legends, Amaryllis. In ancient times, there lived a beautiful nymph, Amaryllis, who, together with her friends, had fun spending her time. Every day was interesting in its own way. The girls chattered incessantly, burst into laughter, danced, decorated themselves with wreaths of flowers of fabulous beauty, and listened to the melodious sounds of the pipe. Where Amaryllis' light foot stepped, wonderful flowers with a special fragrance bloomed, filling the forest air with their fragrance. Even the birds envied the melodious voice of the young nymph when she sang, sitting on the bank of the stream. Amaryllis was very pretty. But the beauty turned out to have a cruel heart. The charming nymph loved to captivate with her beauty a gaping shepherdess of an ordinary passerby. At that time, the gods still descended to earth to amuse themselves among mortals. And it was never destined for the poor young man who had ever seen Amaryllis to fall in love with another girl. He was dying of longing for unearthly beauty. And the nymph laughed at the unfortunate and shared with her friends her next victory. And the number of such victims of unhappy love for the nymph grew inexorably. Guys stopped getting married. Unearthly girls did not find husbands for themselves. Children stopped appearing in the white light, and people were on the verge of extinction. And the beauty still did not let up. She, as before, charmed men. The gods saw this and decided that if they did not stop Amaryllis, soon there would not be a single person left on earth. Everyone will be in love with the young nymph and will die of longing for her. And they called the god of autumn, the god of withering, to punish the sorceress. God came down to earth and, seeing Amaryllis, fell in love with her. The god of autumn realized that it would be difficult for him to get rid of a beautiful girl and decided to turn the nymph Amaryllis into a beautiful flower. He took him to the remote desert of South Africa, away from people, and endowed him with deadly power, a poison that could kill anyone who dared to disrupt the wonderful creature. From now on, at the beginning of autumn, the Amaryllis flower bloomed in the desert lands of Africa, which can only be admired from a distance, but it is impossible to touch it. Centuries passed. Amaryllis decorated the dreary desert with its amazing flowers, delighting the god of autumn with its flowering. But in the depths of the flower, the soul of a beautiful nymph continued to live, who promised herself that she would no longer be so cruel to young men. But people were afraid to touch the poisonous flower and avoided it. Amaryllis still hoped and waited that there would be a person who would love her in the form of a fairy flower, and then the spell of the god of autumn would fall. Once in those parts, there was a young scientist who was looking for new plant species to create a medicine for terrible diseases. When he saw the Amaryllis flower, he fell in love with it without memory, dug it out of the soil, and carefully transported it to Russia. He planted a magic flower at home in the most convenient and well-lit place so that Amaryllis would feel comfortable at home. Every day, the scientist spent hours admiring his inaccessible lover, patiently caring for the fastidious beauty. And one day, a miracle happened, which the young nymph had been waiting for a long time. The young man's love for the flower turned out to be so devoted that the spell cast by the god of autumn on Amaryllis was dispelled. At night, When the whole house was asleep, a beautiful girl came out of the flower. This was no longer the old frivolous nymph, but a young, dark-haired sorceress with a soft heart. Having known all the hardships of loneliness, she did not want to leave her savior to die of longing for her. When leaving, Amaryllis kept a beautiful flower in memory of herself, which still blooms in early autumn.